disappointed here, Gordo. I brought an airborne and a ground geologist along with me, and it took them till AOS to make sure they knew where we were.
That's all right. That's not true.
Roger.
My big problem was all the holes were hills when I first started. Looked just like I had the picture upside down.
Roger, Ron. I have a couple pan camera photo pads for you.
Go ahead, Gordo.
Okay, the first one goes in the flight plan at 90:45. And the start time is 090-5032. Stop time is 091-1057. Go ahead.
Okay, got 090-5032 and 911057.
Okay, next one goes on the next page. Start time is 091-1805. Stop time is 091-2743. That's right.
Okay, Gordy, I turned the pan camera off there about 30 seconds ago, and the post-SBS burn checks are complete. Logic?
No, we've got to do some other things. Don't mind it.
No, that's, well, just a minute. And the post-SBS burns are complete down to Logic Power 2 to deploy and retract. That's your flight plan. Okay. Is standby? Mark it. Power is on the band camera. Okay, Houston, we're waiting your cue on the power.
Okay, on that, and there'll be no update to the TEI-4 pad, over.
Beautiful. Here's Smithy, gang. Coming over Mari, no, let's see, Chrisium. Coming over Chrisium. It's coming underneath us now.
You got your camera set up for
I will have, and with Jiffy.
See if I can tell you about before we're going to get there.
Okay, I'm going to hang off then a little bit. Get a, boy, this window.
And, Gordo, how'd the spacecraft look to you as we came around?
Real good, Gino. Nothing to report.
Very fine, thank you.
One little minor problem, Gordy, is that we're breathing so hard that the windows are fogging up on the inside for a change.
Okay, and we'd like the pan camera power off now. The pan
Power's
camera off. Good.
Beautiful. Oh boy, there's Picard. Or Pierce, one of the two. Okay, Gordy, all those dark and light albedo changes around Picard and and Pierce are not obvious at this particular angle yet. There's some hint of them.
Roger.
The rim. Is the one farther south, Pierce? Which is the far? Is the one farther?
Picard, yeah. Picard, I think, is the one I'm looking at.
Yeah, it is.
Mark, 8 minutes to S4B impact.
Behind the rendezvous antenna. Rendezvous radar. And, yeah, way out there, you ought to start seeing them.
I guess I ought to get that other stuff on the camera.
Okay, we're just about over the top of Picard, and the rim materials, which go out about a third of a crater diameter, as near as I can tell, are distinctly darker, but not by much. They're more gray, really, than the gray tan or tannish gray of the rest of the Mare.
Roger. And we assume you're all set up for about to get that way for the landing site photos.
Yes, sir. There is no obvious ray pattern or secondary pattern outside of that blanket around Picard.
Roger.
I see no loops or obvious alignment that would be related to that crater. There are blocks, look like great big blocky areas on the rim.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control, some 6 minutes, 13 seconds away from S4B impact. The traces, seismograph traces from Apollo 14 and Apollo 16 will be visible in the newsroom video monitors. There will be a briefing in the small briefing room on the seismology of the impact. Some 5 minutes 43 seconds now away from S4B predicted impact.
They want the 80 millimeter lens on these terminators, though. There's Tiridius, Ron. Yeah, I guess that's right.
America, can you verify the position of the PU valve at this time for us?
Roger, it's in normal.
Okay.
Terminator, Ron. What's, is it out of 105 or what? Is it, okay, 80 millimeter or 80? Okay. Five frames over the Terminator, huh? 12 frames. Yeah, very good. How soon do I start? Okay. Somebody. Okay, about 5 minutes. All right. Gordy, you'd be interested. There's a crater that's just on the west rim of Crisium. Relatively fresh rim, fairly crisp rim, but no strong ray pattern or no ray pattern apparent at all. It looks like it's the plains material around it. That since they come right up over the right up to the edge of the crater in one spot. That is Posidonius. That's right. That's what I'm looking at.
Roger.
Not Posidonius, Proclus. That's what I'm describing.
You know, you're looking where?
Don't
you
recognize
41?
Infamous Proclus. Okay, you give me a mark when I'm. Hey, look at the.
Yeah, I'll give you a mark, Jack.
Look at the Cauchy rails here. Man, is that neat. Let me see. You're going to have to...
One right there with the shadowed peak in there, right?
One-minute mark to S-4B impact.
There's the Mare domes with the central craters. They're certainly obvious. In the northern part of... see it.
Delineations that trend to the northwest curve this entire section. They go through the... mostly through the highlands.
Well, I get the pictures. Is it directly out of window 5? Okay.
We got about another minute and a half. I'm going to proceed here at 41.
Well, that's the way we're going. I'm taking them east-west.
Jack, we're at coming up on 40.
We've had loss of signal right on time with the instrument unit of the Saturn 4B, which...
we're at 40. Okay, we're with you, Gordo. Thank you.
Seismic signals beginning to come in.
You get it.
Okay.
Don't forget the pro run. You got 8 seconds.
FAO plan.
flight planning. That was a good time.
Roger.
Hey, you could even see a horizon in the Earthshine out there. Boy, you sure can. You can see an Earth-lit horizon out there into the dark part of the moon. Can you see the landing site? I think it's going to be in the darkness.
No, the shadows are so contrasting here, Ron, that I...
See that thing, man.
There's MIA, the landing site. I can't.
No, it's in darkness.
Is it a little north of track? No, I think it's right below us, Jack. I think it's right smack below us.
In darkness, it is. I can't, I think I'm looking at Littrow right there, right below us, but I can't quite tell.
If I could see Vitruvius, I'd have a better handle on it.
A reminder to go to F4 and 1250 as I saw in the last six pictures.
Roger. Let's post Adonius, all right. Lamonnier, we're here early.
Boy, I tell you, no question that right at the Terminator, you pick up relief that you normally would not believe is there in the Mare. Remember Bill Anders talking about the appearance of a sea swell within the Mare itself, and that's certainly clearly shown right at the Terminator. Plus, you start to see the shadows from all the very small craters that otherwise don't show up as much more than little depressions, if that.
Okay, we need accept so we can give you a landing site rest mat.